This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, we're back. Ty Bollinger is with us. We're going outside the box, and could be the end of vaccines as we know it, or maybe the end of vaccines in America, because the truth about vaccines is coming out next month. We're in a couple of weeks away. Ty, this is just, you know, folks that appreciated the truth about cancer, you know, are also going to be blown away by the production value, because with each subsequent series that you do, you keep getting better and better and better. I've seen clips. I'm blown away. I'm like, I'm watching a top flight movie studio production.
Thanks, man. You know, Robert, I watched through episode one with Charlene and the kids on Sunday night of Truth About Vaccines. And yeah, everybody said the same thing. It's just, we have the production team's done a great job. It's very educational. It's very interesting to watch. The music's been phenomenal. We had our own, Jonathan Otto, you know, Jono, his sister Sarah.
Yep.
Wrote the music for it, so it's all original music. So we definitely took it to another level. But it's not just the production value, Robert. It is the information that we're going to share, the science that we'll share, the studies that we're going to share. You know what? Just, they are what they are. Mm-hmm. They are what they are.
Well, and you know, sort of like let the chips fall where they may. And as you said, and we've talked on and off the air about this, it isn't so much to be against or for something as much as it is to educate and allow the viewer, who we believe is intelligent enough to make a decision for themselves based on the information presented and based on their ability to go even dig even deeper if they want.
That's absolutely right, Robert. They can go deeper. And the reality is, you know, our goal with this was just to present the studies, present the experts, and let people figure out what makes sense to them. And so, you know, when I say the studies are what they are, the reason I say that is because we cite a lot of science. We cite a lot of studies throughout this seven-part docuseries. And it's hard to argue with that. So what I encourage people to do is just come in with an open mind. Just say, hey, look, we're just going to come learn what the science says about vaccines, and then we can make a good decision. I did an interview with Mike Adams yesterday on one of his podcasts about the truth about vaccines. And, you know, one of the things that I tried to focus with Mike that I've mentioned to you before is this is not a pro-vax documentary. It's not an anti-vax documentary. It's a pro-truth. We're just going to share the science. And we're really trying to couch this as being pro-child. Because I think that what happens is by having to throw somebody in the anti-vax bucket or in the pro-vax bucket, you divide people. And so I think what we're trying to do is to unite everyone under the common umbrella of everyone wants healthy kids. Everybody wants their kids to live long, healthy lives. Everyone wants to protect their kids because kids are vulnerable. So how do we best do that? That's what we can all agree on, and we go from there.
Beautiful, beautiful starting point. Now, our starting point tonight, we've got a great article that was put out by the Bolin Report, our good buddy Tim Bolin, by Alyssa Meininger, a good friend, and she's been a health policy analyst for many years out in Oklahoma. I've been a proponent for health freedom, and she does a lot of great research. She actually helped Carolyn Dean do some of the research for the Death by Modern Medicine book all those years ago in that study, that meta-analysis. So really good stuff here. And she talks about it could be the end of vaccines because, you know, the basis or the scientific basis for it is lacking in many cases. And, in fact, she references a Cambridge biologist by the name of Rupert Sheldrake in his book Science Set Free. And you talk about the 10 core beliefs of the so-called modern scientists, basically molecular reductionists. And, you know, where do you go from there? If you, and you know, it's always about defining your terms. If we don't understand what people mean by what they say, we're not speaking the same language.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And when you said that, defining the terms, that really, that takes me to one of the subjects that we address in the first episode of Truth About Vaccines is when we are told that vaccines are effective, what does that mean? Right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I could be told, you could tell somebody, hey, you know what? Cyanide's effective. I'm like, well, effective at what? Well, it's effective at killing anyone that ingests it. So what does effective actually mean when we're told that vaccines are safe and effective? I'm not going to give you the spoiler. You got to watch the episode.
But no, that it's such an important place to start, Ty. I mean, yeah. My gosh, if you don't do that, and I think people just leap all into a lot of the minutia without ever establishing the framework to begin.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, in episode number one, and I'm not trying to plug the truth about vaccines here tonight. I wasn't even planning on talking about it, but this is just spurring a lot of, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks of work. But in episode one, you know, we go into the definitions of a lot of words. We go into the specific vaccines on a vaccine-by-vaccine basis instead of throwing all vaccines into one big pot, right? Because if somebody says, are you, Ty, you are anti-vaccine, I would say, you know what? That's not true. I'm not anti-vaccine. Why? Well, because I know of a friend of mine, and he's a friend of yours too, Robert. His name is Dr. Rashid Buttar. And yep. He has a vaccine that he uses called Arsoda. And it's a vaccine that takes your own DNA and creates an anti-cancer vaccine that he uses in his practice. I'm not anti that vaccine. So, again, we have to specifically talk about which vaccines are on the table right now. What vaccines are, which vaccines are live vaccines? Which ones are killed? Which ones have adjuvants like aluminum and Tamiflu? Which ones don't? So, we you know, that's one of the problems is that people paint vaccines with a broad brush. But we need to look at them specifically on a case-by-case basis, and that's what we do.
Well, that's the thing. We're not collectivists. You know, we take an individual responsibility. We talk about looking at the individual needs of a patient or a person, as one human being, and how they might interact with something that's going to be injected in them. And then, again, you get to the definition of what does it mean to be effective. If this thing works, what will we know? What will we find? Of course, I know some of these answers because, you know, I've been at this for a long time, too, and I might even be in the thing. I'm not even sure. But the idea is to communicate these things as clearly so it lands maybe for the first time for folks that have just been yelled at on one side or the other. Another aspect of this article that Alyssa wrote, she talks about more of a non-molecular reality, right? Magnetic resonance, magnetic interplay, energetic interplay. And, of course, this moves into homeopathics, homeoprophylaxis, the use of nozodes, which I don't know that any prior vaccine discussion or documentary or you know, online seminar of any kind has ever addressed in this way. So for the first time, people were going to be presented science that supports the use of alternatives to what have now become traditional allopathic injectable-type vaccines.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of the doctors that you were awesome enough to interview for me out in Tampa, that trip that I couldn't make, are both doctors from India, the Republic of India, and I think one of them is from Kerala and the other is from Andhra Pradesh. But they both of these gentlemen talked about how homeopathy and nozodes and homeoprophylaxis is used, you know, right next to allopathic medicine in India. Both are approved by the government, and they work together so that they can get the best possible results for patients. And, you know, when you think about it, shouldn't that be our goal, too? You know, I heard you and Super Don talking last hour about cannabis and how they're talking about how, well, you can't smoke it, you can't eat it, you can't, you know,
yeah.
Like, why? If that helps the outcome, why can't we do it? And so I think if we had at the end of the day, if our goal was healthy patients, do whatever we can for healthy patients, for healthy babies, whatever it might be, then the protocols would be a lot different than what they are today, which is largely driven by what's the most expensive and the most profitable.
Yeah, and again, the history that has been erased, like we wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, we talk about it all the time, the Flexner Report, it's like it doesn't exist unless you bring it up and go, hey, did you know this happened in the 20th century and this impacted everything that we have and do today or what we know as medicine today? And people go, well, really? I had no idea. How come I didn't know that, right? there's another aspect to that, and some of that will be revealed in the truth about vaccines, and it relates to homeopathy and the use of homeopathy historically. And it was and is something that has been used and proven to avert catastrophes like major pandemics and epidemics. It's not like it's not been recorded in history, but it's been erased conveniently to promote only one agenda, that is a vaccination the way we've learned about it in modern America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the rates of homeopathy and with the Spanish flu epidemic in 1918, I believe it was, were 30, 40 times more effective than allopathic. I mean, I don't remember the exact number.
Well, mortality rates were fractional compared to the mortality rates of those that went to see allopathic physicians. So again, we know we have answers, we have options, we have solutions, and that's all we're ultimately presenting is that, hey, you know what? There's not only one way to go, right? For those of the people that realize that I may not be promoting vaccines for use in my own family, and I've been open and discussed that, it doesn't mean I would use the force of government to stop you if you believe it's right for you, but I would also argue that you haven't been informed that there is another option, that there are other options. They tell you if you're not for vaccines the way they do it according to the CDC, then you're anti-vaxxer, right? That's what they do. But that basically keeps you from realizing that there are other options that they don't want you to know.
Right. I mean, they're following Edwin Bernays' playbook, name call. You anti-vax quack. Well, no, I'm not anti-vax quack. Just wondering if this particular vaccine is necessary. Dr. Paul Thomas shared, something with me, and I've shared with you on the show before, but when they do his quality control measures for his practice up in Portland, they give him a zero on quality control, which basically says that he's not vaccinating his patients. But the reality is, he said 95% of his patients are vaccinated. They just, most of them skip the hepatitis B because it's completely useless, and most of them skip the Gardasil. And because they skip those two vaccines, he's deemed to have a zero quality control score on vaccines, even though 95% of his patients are vaccinated. So it's this all or nothing mentality that we have to get out of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the freedom to know things that aren't controlled by government or medical, pharmaceutical, government conflicts of interest. Again, this is why we do the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is why we go outside the box each week with Ty Bollinger to present these things to you. This is why Ty and Charlene and the family and the extended family as it's grown have done the truth about cancer prior to the truth about vaccines. And that's why we're excited for the reveal in a couple of weeks here in April.
That's right. We are. We're very excited about it. It's going to be something like the world's never seen. And so we're really pumped about it. And I'm pumped that you're a part of it as well.
Yes, we are here to pump you up. So we'll continue going outside the box. We got more vaccine discussion coming up, including a vaccine jihad. What? Yeah, we'll talk about it. How about toxic unknown metal debris and contaminants in vaccines? Yeah, that too. Plus TSA pat downs of children. Oh, Ty, I know you're going to have something to say about that. Check it out. Links up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, going outside the box. Ty Bollinger is here. And Super Don, making it sound good. Ben's on the board if you want to call in. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. You can leave a message when we're off the air as well. We just put in a big banner up for the best answer for cancer that Dr. Rasha Bitar and I will be at, as well as Dr. Tony Jimenez. So three of us were featured in The Truth About Cancer. We're all going to be together. We'll just be missing you, TMB.
Yeah, I wish we could all be out there with you, but I think that's the week after the Toronto deal, and I'm going to be back home in Nashville collapsed.
Yeah, no, you have just done such work to get the truth about vaccines out. So I give you a hall pass on that. You can just relax that weekend, and we'll be out there working it. Also, though, we will be together in Toronto, Total Health Show 2017 Toronto. Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc Detox, TMB, our good buddy Paul Bertero, and me, we'll all be there. And look forward to seeing our Canadian friends, loads of listeners up in Canada, and those that are close to the border from the United States, head on over and see us. We're going to have a great weekend, April 21, 22, 23 in Toronto.
And isn't it the 40-year anniversary or whatever for the Total Health? 40, isn't it 40?
40 or 41. I can't keep up, man. They've been at it for a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Right. I'm sort of older than it. Super nice, too. He's a grandpa, so. What can you do?
Being a grandpa does not actually add years onto your age. Why do you keep
totally
doing
does.
That? You're older than me.
I'm not
older than me.
But you're a grandpa first or you're older. That's just the way it goes. See?
That reminds me of the scene in that Mel Gibson soldier movie. We were soldiers.
I love that movie. One of my favorites.
Remember Sam Elliott? Mel Gibson tells him some story and about how everybody's a family and all this, and you got to have the grandpas and the grandmas and all this. And Sam Elliott looks at him and says, "You call me grandpa, I'll kill you."
Yeah.
Well, I can't be killed for that because he really is a grandpa. So I'm just making fun. Oh, it's awesome. Listen, there is a shocker on the vaccine issue. There's a number of things that have come out recently. One is that the unknown contaminants and debris in modern vaccines, you think they're produced in sanitary environments, not sanitation places. But in fact, really weird agglomerations, metallic debris, you inject that stuff into children, much less adults, you're setting yourself up for a disaster. Also, now we get word that some of these vaccine manufacturers are being purchased by Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabian companies. Of course, this is a country that does support Islamic Jihad, that funds it. 15 of the 19 hijackers relative to 9/11 were apparently from Saudi Arabia. And if you're not getting it from Saudi Arabia, you're probably already getting it from China, which shouldn't make you feel a whole lot better. So even if you're pro-vaccine all the way, you got to think twice about the quality of those things coming out from those places.
Yeah, there's very, very little quality control when it comes to vaccines. That's one of the things that I learned in doing a lot of interviews with people that, know more about them than I do, is that there's very, especially in the United States. Now, Japan has an enormous amount of quality control, and they have much less vaccine injury than we do. Here, there's not. There's not a lot of quality control on the vaccines. We do get a lot of the toxic ingredients from other countries like China, like Saudi Arabia. And so, you know, it's like, sometimes you look, I mean, we've had lines of toys that were from China that had excessive amounts of formaldehyde in the manufacturing process that they sent back the toy to China. But we have formaldehyde in the vaccines that we inject. It's like there's this disconnect with many people that they wouldn't let their kid play with a toy that had formaldehyde in it in the manufacturing. But certain vaccines that have formaldehyde in them, they're allowed to inject. It's this cognitive dissonance, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it's because you're not cognitively dissonant.
I'm not cognitive at all. That's the problem.
you are a bright light, my friend. You know, also, if you remember when they pulled Thimerosal out of most of the vaccines in America because they said, okay, we won't acknowledge or admit that Thimerosal causes autism, but we'll pull it out anyway, and then we'll pretend that it didn't. But guess what? They didn't dispose of those vaccines that already had Thimerosal in it as hazardous waste, according to EPA. They did not. They exported them to third world nations like, well, Africa, nations in Africa, for instance. So the idea that they're too dangerous for Americans but not too dangerous for others around the world, maybe there's a karmic payback in those from China and Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm not wanting anybody to participate in that karmic payback. You have the ability to say no unless you're in California and you want to send your kid to public or private school. But that's another issue altogether. Democrats in California being bought out by the pharmaceutical interests, and they're freaking out about Donald Trump. Dude, you should be freaking out about yourself in California for what you've done to the kids there. All right, we've got some more healing to go on a political level. We'll talk about TSA pat-downs of kids. Should it be illegal to be a stay-at-home mom? And what about a high school teacher being fired for requiring a student to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? That and more after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Scott Belcher.
Bringing that vitamin L to y'all around the world on Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Ty Bollinger. Truth about vaccines coming out in a couple of weeks. Getting you warmed up for that. We'll have links up in the show notes shortly as well. Super Don making it sound so good. We got Ben on the board. And TMB, we're talking obviously a lot about vaccines. And next month's going to be pretty intense on that. We'll have a lot of guests that hopefully were featured in the Truth About Vaccines we'll have on the air to talk about it too. But, you know, you, the CPA with the math hat, you're a math head, aren't you? Admit it.
I am. I love math.
You do math like, you know, I do homeopathy.
Well, so, you know, maybe not quite that good at math. You're the expert. But I do enjoy math. My dad studied math at Baylor University, and he was actually a math major. And I actually taught 3 years of high school math. So I am a bit of a geek. And here's what one of the things that was really interesting to me, Robert, in doing this research for the vaccine documentary. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, do you ever use stevia?
Yeah, you know, I go out back and I chew on a stevia leaf every day for my own garden.
Okay. Well, you know, stevia is a very popular sweetener. It's made from the stevia leaf, and there's a certain brand that we use. And on the package or on the box of stevia, it says that if something like each 1 teaspoon serving contains less than 2 calories, which the FDA considers to be dietetically zero.
Right, okay. Right, yes.
Let's mm-hmm. let's analyze that. Each 1 teaspoon contains less than 2 calories, but the FDA says that's 0 calories. Well,
yes.
That means, from what I can calculate, 1 teaspoon of this particular kind of stevia is about 1.9 calories. It's just under the threshold. But if you use that stevia sugar, you know, you replace sugar with stevia in a recipe that, say, calls for 3 cups of sugar,
yeah.
But you use 3 cups of stevia, you just added 273 calories to the recipe from a calorie-free substance. So, okay, so based upon that illogic,
yeah.
Let's look at trace amounts, right? So we were told that mercury was pulled out of all of the vaccines except for the multidose flu vaccine, which contains a lot of mercury still. But all the other vaccines, except vaccines are allowed to still contain trace amounts. Many of them do. The I'm trying to think of the name. That I know that a couple of the DPTs still contain trace amounts of tamoxifen. A couple of the Hep B contain trace amounts of tamoxifen. On the CDC schedule, and there's others, there's 3 or 4 others that are considered to be, that have trace amounts. A couple of the flu that are single-dose flu, but there are still trace amounts of mercury. Now, at the bottom of the CDC's excipient table, there's an asterisk next to all of those vaccines. And it says, where tamoxifen is marked with an asterisk, it indicates that the product should be considered equivalent to tamoxifen-free products. This vaccine, this is the important part, this vaccine may contain trace amounts, which is less than 0.3 micrograms of mercury. So, if it's a single dose, 0.3 micrograms, and it's a 0.5 milliliter dose, 0.3 micrograms per 0.5 milliliter is the ratio. Well, when you do all the conversion, Robert, and you convert micrograms to kilograms, you convert milliliters to liters, and then you look at the density of water or a saline solution being 1 liter equals 1 kilogram, and you do some more math. I'm not going to do it all on the radio because it doesn't make sense, but at the end of the day, a mercury-free product that has trace amounts of mercury, considered mercury-free by the CDC, can have 600 parts per billion of tamoxifen in a mercury-free vaccine. Now, to put that in perspective, according to the EPA, 2 parts per billion is the limit in drinking water. And if a liquid has 200 parts per billion, which is 3 times less than this, right? This is 600. 200 parts per billion is considered toxic waste.
Well,
so you can have 600 parts per billion of mercury in a mercury-free product.
Wow. Dude, I'm just saying, how did you do that? I mean, you really pull those numbers out in a way that go, wait a second, when they say it ain't there, it's very much there.
It's there. It's there. Trace amounts does not mean mercury-free, even though it's considered mercury-free. It's underneath the threshold, but as we saw with stevia, 273 calories in 3 cups of stevia, that's not calorie-free.
No, you're right. No. Yeah.
Anyway, we do some more calculations like that throughout The Truth About Vaccines, but that was one that really blew me away, and I did not come up with that myself. There's several different mathematicians out there on the vaccine websites that have performed that calculation. I just brought it to the screen for the first time, but this is pretty telling.
Gotcha. All right, well, listen, folks, this is just a hint of what's to come in The Truth About Vaccines and why you're going to want to view this and really absorb the information for the sake of your health, the health of your loved ones, your kids, your grandkids. So be on the lookout. It's coming out. Now, let's go back to some high school.
Okay.
This is I went to public school. I don't know if you did, TMB. I forgot if you did.
I did.
Government indoctrination. You did. Okay. I think they were a little less invasive back then in terms of indoctrination, although it was there. But now it's just ridiculous because we're raising a generation or generations of snowflakes to, you know, be frightened of anything that disagrees with what they learned in school.
Yeah.
Now, there's apparently there are some teachers that still kind of like America, believe it or not. They're allowed to work, even in suburban Chicago, except that they might not have a job much longer because a high school there fired a driver's ed teacher. This is a driver's ed teacher. This is not even like a science-y, whatever. Driver's ed teacher who told a student he had to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't think he said you have to say it, but he said you need to stand up and honor those that you know, have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. But they fired him. Now, again, I'm a liberty-minded guy. I don't like to force people to do stuff that they don't want to do. At the same time, you know, there's basic decorum, modicums of respect that I think in an environment should be expected and that we don't expect enough of kids. So I don't know where you are on this perspective, but this is sort of like, this to me is not a police state tactic. The guy says stand up for the pledge and let's have a little bit of respect here.
No, I agree. Look, we have such a bunch of wusses today that have their feelings hurt about everything, that want to do only what they want to do, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to do anything that would make them feel like that they're violating who they really are, whatever that means. Look, when I was in high school, when I was in junior high, I mean, I remember one of our coaches, he would make guys that acted up in class, he'd make them go up and lick the chalkboard. He literally made him lick the chalkboard, and if he didn't, he would punch you.
Of course, all those children died immediately after they licked the chalkboard. No, I mean, like I said, we were tough back then. We could handle licking a chalkboard. We'd live to tell, you know, and then we probably would be a little better behaved the next day.
It's really amazing what a bunch of wusses we've created today. I mean, literally, when we were growing up, the teacher said do it, you did it. I mean, not that we didn't get in trouble. But,
oh, heck yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to go at it with the coaches that were, you know, teaching phys ed, or you wanted to go at it with the coach, well, I guess what they teach, world history or civics. Most of the coaches taught history or civics. But if you're in their class, they'd physically come up and grab you and force you out of the room if you didn't obey. I mean, we just aren't tough anymore.
No, now we'd melt and sue the teacher, right? So this is the wussification of America. Super Don, did you ever get into trouble when you were in high school? Because you were like a straight A, you know, goody two shoes student, weren't you? What are you laughing?
Why is that a serious question? Yes, I did.
Right. So you were probably disciplined, I imagine.
A little bit. Yeah.
Teacher took you to task.
School ended
all.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, but you survived. You know.
I did.
I'm just saying that kids today, like I said, would run home and mommies would be upset. Because, like, if the teacher brings up, even today, my kids are going to Montessori, and my son's now in a private Christian high school. And, you know, if the teachers bring to my attention something's up, like even with my daughter, I don't immediately take the side of my daughter. I say, all right, this is an adult talking to me about behavior in the classroom. Let's hear this thing out. And then I'm going to talk to my daughter. And, you know, there was a point in time where that was kind of normal. You go, all right, let's work this thing out. But now, of course, the children expect that you immediately take their side. And, you know, every teacher is, you know, bad or abusive. It's not the case, although there are a lot of problems, I will acknowledge. But I think, like I said, we've given so much to the students, to the kids. Again, too much emphasis that they have the ability to discern right and wrong when they're not of age yet to do that.
Yeah, preaching to the choir here. I mean, look, if this kind of gives you any kind of an insight as to the way my high school was. I graduated from Pineville High School in Pineville, Louisiana in 1986. When I graduated, our principal still had a paddle that he used on anybody that went up against the teachers. And the center for our basketball team was about 6'8", and I remember two or three times seeing him come out of the principal's office with tears running down his face because he just got licking. So it's changed, man. It's changed.
It's changed a lot. Now, if we take the other direction with government authoritarians where I believe the abuse is genuine and consistent, I would look at the TSA. And recently there was a pat-down of a kid who had sensory processing disorder, 13 years old. Evidently his computer he forgot to take out of his bag, so it flagged him. Now, If you have common sense in you, you look at this 13-year-old kid and the mother traveling, you don't suspect, oh my gosh, they're terrorists, we better give them the nth degree and do a, you know, 2-minute intensive pat down of this little kid. You go, all right, the kid forgot. Let's have him run it back through, pull the computer out. Ha-ha, it's fine. But there's no common sense when it comes to TSA for them to do. I don't know if you've seen this video, but and I know you've been disgusted by what these TSA agents are doing to children, much less adults.
Yeah, I have seen the video, Robert, and it is disgusting. And, you know, these TSA agents should be, they literally should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, this is, it's almost the equivalent of child abuse or assault, right? It's a sexual assault, actually, is what it is. I mean, they could not, if this was not considered a constitution-free zone, if that piece of whatever male went up to this young boy out on the street and did the same thing that he did right there in the at the TSA stop shop, he would have been arrested for sexual assault. That's, you can't touch people that way. But they think because they've got a badge and they've got gloves on their hands, it's okay. And because they use the back of their hand, right, that's okay. These agents should just say, look, this is ridiculous. Why are we doing this? And it's protocol. You know, this is the TSA protocol. They're just doing what they're told. That's not an excuse, but, you know, a lot of them, you can tell, don't really have a lot of freedom of thought anyway.
Yeah, the Transportation Security Agency of Nuremberg is what it is. And by the way, the common sense that I would ask of you, I mean, they actually went, TSA went to local law enforcement, police officers that work the airport, and told them, you're probably going to get complaints, you're probably going to get criminal complaints of abuse and molestation. We need to let you know that what's going on. So they know they're molesting these kids.
They do.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Linked up in the show notes to the truth about cancer, upcoming truth about vaccines. Ty Bollinger is here with me. We're going to be together in Toronto. Check it out. The links are there if you're not sure about Total Health. And, of course, just following that, I'll be there with in San Diego with Dr. Batar and Dr. Tony Jimenez. We're also featured in The Truth About Cancer at the Best Answer for Cancer with Annie Brandt. So we're really excited to be together. TMB will take a deserved rest time with family back home at the abode there. And there's a story we mentioned the other day briefly. And now I see the link to it. It's a crazy Australian lady who says it ought to be illegal to be a stay-at-home mom. Should be illegal to be a stay-at-home mom. So you want to force women out into what's called the workplace, yet stay-at-home mom works harder than anybody in the workplace out there and does perhaps the most important job in helping to raise the kids, much less teach them if they're homeschooling them.
Yeah, what a buffoon. I'd like to let Charlene go at it with her and see who's the last one standing.
Yeah, in fact, Charlene is out of the home now. How did you let her out of the home? I thought she was a stay-at-home mom. She went with Brianna to Washington, D.C. for the march.
Yeah, they're up there for the Revolution for Truth March for Vaccines. Tomorrow they're meeting with our representative, Diane Black, from Tennessee, one of the senators, and then also they're going to be in a meeting with Jason Chaffetz with Robert F. Kennedy's group, and Friday's the march. On the Capitol, just to bring awareness to vaccines. So they're going to be up there having a great time. Interesting thing, Robert, on the flight up there today from Nashville to Washington, D.C., Charlene texted me a picture, and guess who was sitting behind her?
Let's see. It wasn't Billy Idol.
Nope, it was Brianna. No, I'm just teasing. Brianna sat next to her, but behind her was actually Buzz Aldrin, one of the astronauts, the first astronauts to land on the moon.
Right, but if he was in Florida, he wouldn't be allowed to get a buzz unless he ate it. No, he couldn't eat it. He'd have to I don't know how. But anyway, that's so cool. He got to sit with the astronaut Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah, yeah. So they got a chance to talk, and he's apparently invited her to some kind of a black tie event Friday night in Washington, D.C. with Lou Dobbs and Tom Selleck and several other celebrities, some kind of a charitable fundraising thing. So I told her, go. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So go awesome. Have fun. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear the stories about it.
Pretty cool.
Well, we'll have to update it. Now, This weekend, Sunday, I'm going to be in Dallas at the Natural Products Association, the Southwest Conference. I'll be speaking there. My buddy from CV Sciences plus CBD Oil, Stuart Thompson, going to be there and a bunch of other folks. But if I can get any updates from Charlene or anybody, I'll include that in the show, even though I'm doing a remote. Otherwise, we'll catch up on it next week.
Yeah. She said she was planning on catching up with you over the weekend sometime to get kind of, you know, let you know what's been going on in D.C.
Beautiful. Now, we should talk briefly about what you're going to be speaking on in Dallas. I'm thinking Dallas, but we're both together in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm speaking twice, and then I'm on the round table there with George Norrie, I think, and then and you're on the round table as well. I don't know who else is on the round table. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple of episodes of Truth About Vaccines we're showing in the evenings. So my two lectures, one of them's going to be on cancer, one's on vaccines. I'm not really sure yet exactly what I'm going to talk about in those topics, but the general areas of cancer and vaccines.
Sure. And you know I'm there for you too, my friend. So we've got that covered. I'm going to talk about the immune system being so strong you don't have to worry about anything. Also, I'm going to talk about what we have in Unlock the Power to Heal on page 101, the addition, the keys to healing your lungs. So one of the discussions is going to be on respiratory health, which will be fun. And then, yes, we'll both be on the panel. I think George Nuri is, in fact, moderating advanced natural treatments for vibrant health using nutrition supplements, light and electrotherapies, and more. So I'm pretty sure the Doc at Detox will be on that with us as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Daryl again. That was great last year up in Toronto, getting the whole family up there with you and Daryl. Well, we had a blast, didn't we?
Oh, we had such a good time. And I still am in awe of Daryl when he had to condense his whole thing for 3 days into, what was it, 40 minutes or less on stage at the Truth About Cancer in Dallas.
He did great.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So we may have updates later in the year about another Ultimate Live Symposium. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it might be happening.
Oh, it will be happening later on in the year, and it's going to be, most likely it's going to be down there in Orlando in your neck of the woods. So as soon as we get the details finalized, we'll let you know.
All right, dudes and dudettes, you got another opportunity. He just let the cat out of the bag. I didn't know he would say that, but it looks like they're coming to the southeast to Florida to do an Ultimate Live Symposium. We'll let you know about when that date is officially confirmed. TMB, thank you, my friend. Super D, thank you. Ben on the board. Ty, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
They need to know that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.